Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to share a metaphor that I think I first heard from my friend Mavis Karn, but I may have heard it somewhere else as well, but I associate it with her. And she lives near the Mississippi River. And she talks about how the thing about the Mississippi River is that if you look at it, especially on a windy day, the surface is surprisingly noisy. There's a lot going on. There's sort of almost like mini waves, and there's usually debris, and it's kind of a mess. And if your job was to smooth the river, to clean up the river, it would be pretty difficult because there's always new crap floating from further upstream down to wherever it is that you are. But if you go just a few feet under the surface, there's a perfect flow. It's really clean. And if you go down even deeper, it's quite still, even though there's still a gentle flow. So if you want to map this across to the way the mind works, we have a lot of noise in our heads, most of us, most of the time. And some of that is thinking that we're aware of that we think we shouldn't have, or we think we should change, or we think we should control. Some of it is the feeling of that thinking and that we don't like or we think is indicative of something else. And if we try to smooth that, if we think our job is to control the noise, then we will be in a constant battle with the river of thought that is continually flowing through us. And the problem with a constant battle is nobody really ever wins. But if you drop down underneath that, if you let the noise flow through, you'll find a flow of fresh thought, of insightful thought, of wiser thought. And that's why it's inevitable that when somebody's been thinking about something for a while and then finally their brain just gets overwhelmed or tired and gives up and they go to sleep, or they go off and exercise, or they go off and start doing something else, all sorts of fresh ideas suddenly come to mind. It's because they've finally, accidentally most of the time, gotten underneath the noise and found themselves in that flow of insights, in the river of insights. And you've hopefully also had the experience at times of getting so far underneath the noise, so deeply underneath the noise, that you experience profound feelings of peace, of grace, of quiet, of presence. Now, those profound depth of feelings, that profound depth of feelings is always there. The river of insights is always there. And the noise on the surface is pretty much always there. And if you know it, it makes no sense to waste a minute trying to control the noise on the surface. And it makes total sense to do whatever occurs to you to do to get underneath the noise. At times, into that river, that flow of insight and fresh new thought, of real-time responsive thought, the perfect thing at the perfect time. And at times to get even deeper than that and to really experience the stillness and the silence at the heart of who we really are. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.